Hey, it is I, Onyx, once again with Going Full Nerd. Hey, I'd just like to say, you know, there are some good and bad things about attending a first-year convention. And really, as I sat in attendance at the inaugural Super Smash Con, that's right, hashtag SSC on cross social media, you know, I could truthfully say they're on their way to be one of the best conventions of its genre. So, just to kind of bring you up to speed, Super Smash Con is a Nintendo fan event, okay? Brought to life by, and I really got to make sure I get these names right, by Justin Wojcowski, okay? He took a long, hard look at all the different conventions that he's attended in the past. He's a big Lego person and also, obviously, Super Smash Brothers. And, you know, he saw both the good and bad and decided that, you know, he could put together something for fans of Super Smash Brothers as an excellent product that, you know, everyone could enjoy. Basically, a family event. So, you know, just to say, Super Smash Con is comprised of various Nintendo-themed attractions with the primary basis, like I said, being the fan base behind the popular Nintendo family of games based on Super Smash Brothers. All right? Now, in walking around Super Smash Con, there were a ton of classic Nintendo and other video games, you know, being sold by vendors, presentations on gaming health, competitive gaming, there were presentations by independent game developers, and so much more. You know, music, you know, being played by, you know, I can't even remember. It was just so good. Okay, but, you know, it's a lot to take in, and it was a lot for a person to enjoy. You know, they had things highlighted. They had a free-to-play classic game arcade. They had a display of Nintendo history, you know, ranging from Super Famicom and Game Boys all the way up to 3DI and Wii and all that other good stuff. And, you know, being in attendance, it kind of allowed me to look back, relive a few of my own nostalgic Nintendo moments, you know, especially seeing an early version of the Game Boy, you know, made me appreciate how far technology has brought enjoyment to so many people over the years. So, even though this is not a sanctioned or official Nintendo event, that's one thing I got to put out there. This is a fan event put together by fans for fans. Okay, I personally think Nintendo should reach out to these guys and, you know, give them a little bit of corporate Nintendo support, because what they were able to accomplish on their own would be that much better with the corporate backing of Nintendo behind it. And really, this was a breath of fresh air for someone that attends a lot of conventions like myself. So, that's pretty much the coverage I have to give to Super Smash Con. Say that five times fast. And I'll be honest, this was the first year. It, you know, ran all this weekend. If you didn't catch it, you need to be on the lookout for it next year and years to come, because this event is only going to get better. And with over 800 registered competitors in their Super Smash Brothers tournament and just all of the games, and it was just so much to take in, and it was just a good show. Sometimes you just gotta just keep it as simple as possible. So next time, check out Super Smash Con when it comes back to Virginia. That'll be perfect. Also, I'd like to give a special thanks to Seth Wheeler. He's the community manager for Super Smash Con. He took time out of his busy schedule while the con was going around to give me information, give me the background on the convention, and show me around, and let me get a great look at all that they had to offer this weekend. Great job by him. Great job by the whole staff that, you know, was just involved with this. So, hey, that's Going Full Nerd, and we'll talk to you again later.